here today because we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit to bring out the best in us. We have hope that the Holy Spirit will bring out the best in us. It's really not so much that God means to change us. Sometimes we use that language, as I used actually at the beginning of Mass. But it's more like that God means to bring out the best in us, that God means to help us to be who he has created us to be. And so as we gather here this evening, we pray in a special way that we might let God bring out the best in us during this Advent season, that we might have open hearts and open minds to receive Christ as he comes to us, each and every day. During Advent, we prepare to celebrate his birth on the 25th of December, which is a wonderful feast day for us all. But really, Christ is always present, always in the present. It's often difficult for us to recognize that he is always present, but he is. There are times when we might feel like we are alone. There are times we might feel like we're abandoned. There might be times when we wonder whether there really is a God. Here we gather together as community to let ourselves be reminded by our God that he is with us, that he will never abandon us, that he loves us, and he's with us always, especially through the difficult times. I don't know about you, but lately I've been having some trouble with my own eyesight. I mean, it's not serious, it's just because I'm getting old. And I turned 40 a few years ago, and 5 years ago to be exact. And since then I've noticed I have trouble reading, and so I need, I pick up a cheap pair of eyeglasses and reading glasses that I use. But often I find myself having to sort of distance what I'm reading, to keep what I'm reading at some distance from myself in order to read it, if I'm not wearing those glasses, which is kind of strange. Some people are farsighted. I think a lot of people, maybe many of you, are farsighted, another kind of eye condition, right, where you're able to see things far off much better than you're able to see things close up. That's one thing, literal farsightedness. But I think that many of us kind of struggle with what might be called spiritual farsightedness. That is, we find it a lot easier to recognize God in the past or in the future, but not in the present, not close up. We recognize God in the good old days, in the days of the Bible. Oh, if only we were around then. If only we were around at the time of Jesus, wouldn't that have been wonderful? And certainly, yeah, there would be some advantages to that, I suppose. But our God is a God who is not in the distant past, not just in the distant past, and certainly not just in the future, but in the present. Our God is truly present. But because the current moment might be very difficult, we look to the future. We fix ourselves on the future at some distant moment when everything will be okay, when every tear will be wiped away, when all will be set right with the world. And certainly it's important to believe that there will be that kind of day and to work towards that day. But we're not living there. We're living here. We're living in the here and now. The message that Jesus proclaimed time and time again is that the kingdom of God is upon you, that God is with you, that God has not abandoned you, that Jesus made it his work to go to the margins, to people on the margins, to get them to believe that God had not abandoned them, that God was with them, that God was mysteriously present. And we believe that God was mysteriously present in a special way in the person of Jesus. But the incarnation is something that's ongoing. We believe that Christ is mysteriously present here and now. And like I said earlier in this homily, It can be difficult to believe that when we're going through difficult times. It can be difficult to believe that when we lose a loved one, or when we are sick, or one of our loved ones is seriously ill. It can be difficult to believe that God is present when we lose our job, when a relationship goes. It may be difficult to believe that somehow God is with us. It can feel like God has left us. We need to help one another to believe that Christ is truly present. I'm incredibly grateful for all of the goodness that St. Monica's Parish has shown to our Holy Cross Parish in Nairobi, Kenya. And I know that those members of this parish who have had the opportunity to visit Dandora, like me, are always inspired. I'm always inspired. I heard that they were inspired by just how present people are. They live in the present. They're very much present to one another. They're not focused on the future as much as I tend to be. And they're not focused, they don't dwell in the past as much as sometimes I do. They're present to each other. And I think one reason why I became a priest is because of priests that I knew growing up who actually were very present to others. When they would meet with other people, tell that they were right with them, right with those other people. When I met with them, I could tell that they were right with me, that I was, at the moment, the most important person to them. They were radically present. God is always present. He's omnipresent. And so as we continue to celebrate this season of Advent, let us pray that we might be open to recognizing Christ in the present. In the gospel, Jesus calls his disciples to wake up. Wake up. Another way of putting that might be present. Be present. I am coming now. I am with you now. Are you willing to recognize me in people and in places that might be very surprising? Over and over again, God has shown himself to be a God of surprises. And so God continues to surprise us, I think, in the ways that he becomes present in our lives. Not always in the ways that we expect. Not always through the people we expect. So as we continue the season of Advent, let us be open to all of the ways that God means to be present in our lives. And let us pray that we might help others to believe that God is present, that God has not abandoned them. It's not just enough for us to believe, but it's important for us to express our belief that God is present by helping others to believe that God has not abandoned them. And we do that most powerfully, not so much in words, but in our actions. So let's thank God for all those people who have helped us to believe that God is present by being present to us, especially in moments of our greatest need. And let us pray that we might follow the example of Jesus, that we might be open to recognizing the kingdom of God in our midst, that we might be open to receiving Christ anew so as to share him with those around us.